to Minority Corner
with an Eke
and James,
the Wonder Twins of podcasting.
Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues,
only it's more black, queer,
and ladylike. This week on Minority Corner,
what are we doing, my lady?
We are talking all about Comic-Con.
Oh my God, it is a Comic-Con bonanza. Get your calendars ready.
Yes.
Get your pens ready. For some of you, you have like written calendars, which, hey, you know what?
We embrace
it.
We like a 1.0, a version one,
yeah,
early,
what?
You know?
Whatever. Kill trees, whatever. Do you? No shade or judgment.
Hell, shade and judgment.
What's it?
No, it's okay.
I need to work
it's
on
okay.
that.
Okay. This world is dying. I get it.
I understand. So, but Comic-Con happened, and we're going to give you the full rundown of what is going on in the new MCU. It's going to get soup nerdy around here. Because it's the full MCU phase 4, what's going down.
Hell yeah.
When's it happening? When do you need to like block out some dates for yourself?
Yeah, I'm coming at you with some black lady cosplayers too, so you can get ready with your costumes for Comic-Con.
Ooh. Yes. And I have some recommendations. It's summer.
Yes.
You're like, what do I watch?
Yes.
Well, after you're done watching the Cats trailer,
meow.
Then we got to talk about that.
Yeah.
I have some recommendations of things that I think that I've mentioned before in the podcast, but I'm wrangling all of like my like top hits of things that I should think you should be watching.
I love it.
Shall we do
it? Let's get to the show.
One, two, ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. Do you know what that's from? It is from Janet Jackson's All For You intro interlude. Because you know how, like,
wow, that's a
she got
deep
all them
cut, James. That's a fucking...
From 2001. That's how long All For You was.
All For You.
You
know the words?
Okay, get out of my face. Why are you putting me on trial so quickly, Marcia Clark? God, why don't you know the words? I object, Your Honor. I didn't want to make you feel bad for not knowing the words.
Speaking
I went to Scat Town.
Oh, Marcia Clark, we never talked about that show that she produced where it was basically her revenge fantasy against O.J. Simpson. Did you see like commercials for that?
I don't think... No, I did not know about. I feel like I vaguely remembered about that.
It was okay. So basically, it's so stupid. It was like, it was what's her face, Robin Tooney or whatever. She's a lawyer, and it's been years. And there's this black guy who like got convicted of another crime, but he like killed his wife and got off or something. And in the commercials, they show Marcia Clark, and she was like, yeah. It's kind of like me getting my say, but there could be twists and turns. And I'm like, what are you doing? This is so obvious. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm like, fucking my fantasy. I'm Marcia Clark. Here's my shit.
You know what? She's riding high off of that People versus OJ. Because we
true.
Were like,
they brought her
we
back.
Were like, oh, it did, because we were all like, oh, Marcia, we fucked up. Sorry, we got it wrong. We were really mean to you. It was the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't gotten our shit together yet. And we were like, what's she wearing? Why her hair look like
it's
that?
It's true.
Boo. Boo her.
I know. And now she's
and
back
we
being like,
OJ
I'm still
juice.
Here. I got things to say. Here's my TV show.
Yeah.
I don't think it lasted.
Well, you know what? This is the first I'm hearing about it. So
clearly it wasn't.
There could have, I mean, maybe I was hearing it early about it earlier, but yeah, nope, that's that.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Janet Jackson interludes.
Yes.
Well, actually, we're not. I was actually trying to transition into singing, into musicals,
okay.
into meow.
That's a bad transition.
A
you know what you should have did?
Oh, wow. She is calling me. Order in the court. I am on trial today.
James, you had an easy transition. You could have been like, speaking of Janet Jackson, who sang Black Cat.
Oh, wow. You're
Cats.
Schooling me on my... You know what it is? I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes.
I'm off my rocker today.
Why are you
I'm
off
tired.
Your rocker?
I got 5 hours of sleep last night.
Are you tired?
I'm tie-tie. Mm-hmm. And it's, because last weekend we binged all of Stranger Three things.
Yes, I've watched
it. One weekend. And I was like, oh my God, that was so much fun. Mm-hmm. What can we do? You know, like sometimes like you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. Uh-huh. Just because you had fun once doesn't mean you need to try to repeat it the following weekend. Because we were like, what can we do this weekend?
Who's this
we're
we?
Like, Big Little Lies. Me and my friend, Maury.
Maury. We all know Maury. Everybody who listens knows Maury. Maury does
everybody
a little.
Everybody who listens.
Tip tap into the. She's like the third Beatle.
She is. Not the Yoko.
No.
Because we're still together.
Well, Yoko.
Yeah. Well, that's complicated. Sorry. but in this weekend, we're like, oh, let's just... Big Little Lies is only like 7 episodes. Mm-hmm. And but we didn't start till like 11.
Oh my God, you guys.
I wanted to start earlier. It's not my fault. I'm throwing her under the bus.
Oh, maybe you're the Yoko in the situation.
I could be. Yoko, you're Ono.
Wow.
So I'm not in my right mind, okay?
Okay, all right. So, all right, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
So, like I was saying, so Janet Jackson,
yes.
She sang that song, Black Cat.
Oh, she does.
And... I'm cleaning this up.
I'm going along with you. I gave it to you.
Thank you for like lobbing that layup for me. And have you seen the trailer for Cats? Meow. Meow.
It was terrifying.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I've actually been really interested in this movie. I'm like, I'm finally going to hear the story of Cats. I've only seen like numbers from it because on the cruise ship, they would do like a Broadway medley. There was a number from Cats on it and it was wild. I'm like, what the fuck is
this
show?
Because Cats doesn't make any goddamn sense. And I don't.
They were creating a train. There's a number where they create a train.
Yes, I've seen Cats.
Oh, you've seen it.
I've seen Cats.
Are our resident Cats expert, our senior resident Cats expert.
I'll tell you one thing. It's weird.
And this is before they've done the CGI mocap suits.
It's fucking weird. I almost wish that they just fucking had them the way that they did with their weird cat outfits with the paint and the everything. Because that's half the thing. That's half the battle with Cats is their crazy ass outfits.
That they're just... And part of it isn't the fun is like you're just like, look at those humans in those cat suits. Like, you know, it's a cat. Whereas I feel like with the CGI cats, they were like, but they're cats.
Like, I kind of don't understand why they made it into a movie, because it's one of those purely theatrical situations where you're like, this just needs to be in a theater. Because the whole thing starts with them in the audience with glowy eyeballs. Like, they're wearing, like, glow hats, and it's like, oh, what's this? And then they're, like, purring around you, doing, like, the, like, head, like, you know, where you curl your hand, and like, oh, I'm nudging it at my head, like, I'm a cat, meow. And they're, like, doing, like, you know, prancing, dancing. Like, they should have did that in the movie instead of these
they're prancing, dancing in there.
Yeah, but it's creepy-ass CGI prancing, dancing.
God, you know, I kind of feel like the design team behind The Lion King and the design team behind Cats should have switched.
Mm.
Like,
it should have just been real ass cats with mouths moving.
Yes, it should have been just, I think that would have been so much just, I think that's what it should have been. It should have been just real ass cats, just CGI the fucking cats, and just have like singing cats. You're like, oh, this is cute little, you know, Disney musical.
I don't even know why they made it into a James, the whole point of
the
Cats.
The cast is great. The cast, Idris Elba.
You know what
Jennifer
it is?
Hudson looks crazy.
Let me tell you.
She's wearing a fur. Isn't she wearing a fur coat? And it's like, but you a cat.
Well, that's what the costume looks like. She's like, one, they did it wrong. Jennifer Hudson is way too young to be playing Griselda, which is like this old ass janky cat. Literally,
old and janky.
It's a janky ass. Yes, it's a janky ass cat coming out. And the song is about, I've lived this long ass, sad, janky life. Let me get reincarnated, please. That's literally
that's
the song.
So you know what? That makes sense because she has that face. She's got that, and I'm telling you, I'm an old cat.
She's
meow,
too young.
Meow, meow. You're going to meow me.
They picked her just so she could sing that song, which is so dumb. They should have picked an old lady to sing that sad, janky song. It's a weird musical.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally like, you know, James.
Yes.
It goes like this. It's like, hey, I'm this cat. And then another cat comes out. Hey, I'm this cat. Hey, I'm this cat. Hey, I'm this cat.
There's a lot of exposition and introductions.
And then the end. Hey, I'm this old janky cat. Can I get reincarnated? Yes. The end. That's cats.
Oh, man. That's the... It's based on some old-ass
poems. T.S. Eliot poems about cats introducing themselves, and then one gets reincarnated.
Oh, and Andrew Lloyd Webber was like, I'm gonna make a musical. And
I don't trust Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Well, and I feel like didn't that come out like in the 80s? So everyone was coked up.
Yeah, everybody was a mess.
So I get it. Why everyone was like, gotta see this shit. Oh my God.
Yes.
These cats. But I don't understand why we keep seeing it and reviving it and keeping
either.
It going.
Why
and now it's got a movie.
Andrew Lloyd Webber permission. Okay, this is going to be controversial. I'm going to say this.
Okay. You don't like Andrew Lloyd Webber?
All of his musicals are dumb.
Even Phantom of the Opera?
Have you
that
seen
chandelier,
it?
Ooh. It was actually the first. My grandmother took me and my family for my birthday. It was my first big touring Broadway musical I ever
okay,
saw.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that. It's a production. People like Andrew Lloyd Webber because he puts a production on.
He does. I'll tell you this. I don't really remember anything. Mm-hmm. I was kind of bored throughout most of it. I do
See?
Remember the chandelier. Spoiler alert. Chandelier comes flying down at the end of the first act and is like, this is amazing.
Exactly, James. That's what happens. Everybody does it. They only remember the standout things in Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals because he does a big giant thing and then the rest you're like, wait, what happened? Phantom of the Opera is about this creepy dude who stalks a singer and makes her live with him.
Oh, right, you're right.
Creeps.
Yeah. You know he's doing a new version. Oh wait, but didn't he do Jesus Christ Superstar?
I don't think so. Did he do Jesus Christ Superstar?
This article says so cuz I just googled and that shit, I mean, it's wild.
It's
again, that's
wild.
70s acid, but there's some good songs on there.
Oh, his songs are good.
No, my God. I got to know, my God. I got to know again, and I'm tired.
He does good music, but his stories need help.
Oh, the book is shit. He's doing a new Cinderella.
Really?
I think it's like an uptake. Yeah, okay. It's like a new version of Cinderella.
Did he do Starlight Express?
That sounds like something he would have done.
It's
weird.
Stupid. It's about trains wild. That come to life. I saw that in England on the West End.
Oh, you know what? Yes, that's the one I was thinking of. Because they do a number from Cats, so they also do the Starlight Express. Because the show is called West End to Broadway on this cruise ship. And so it was a lot of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah,
actually.
I'll say.
A lot of Webby.
That's weird.
Webs.
And Evita, you know that Eva Perón helped... Nazis.
She's a complicated woman. You know, we've all got a complicated past in that game. It's easy for us to say what we would have done in these situations.
Stop it. Don't you do it.
I know. I'm just trying to play the advocate for Miss Perón.
Oh,
only because I
God.
Like Madonna, and that's complicated too.
I'm trying to look up other things that he's done.
Here's what I love is that when you watch Cats, just think that when they're actually on set in a full green screen studio with like a chair here and a step stool there, that all of those actors were just in these head to toe
like spandy
mo-cap suits.
Suits.
Even Dame Judi Dench
in a spandy suit.
In a spandy suit and had her prance dancing around.
But wait, here's the thing.
And they had to go to cat school. They all had to go to cat school for weeks.
Oh my God.
And learn how to be cats.
Did you watch the featurette? They did like a serious ass featurette. And believe it or not, even though I was surprised because the trailer fucking looks like it's all CGI. But they built these giant sets.
And then they were like, you know what?
Let's just
go
cartoon
over
this
with a CGI paintbrush. Good. George and Sandy, thanks for building these sets. We're going to have Martha over here just clean it up with CGI. This is great. Good stuff, y'all. Money gone to good use. Like, I feel bad because this movie is about to crash and burn so hard.
I know.
And you know what is, you know what's hard? Actors who put their, so these actors, they do the work, they go to cat school.
Yes.
They put all their trust in, they put on the spandy suits.
Yeah.
They put their trust and faith in the director and the design team.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have no idea what it's going to look like, but they're told it's going to look amazing. It's going to look great. No one's going to laugh at you. No one's going to be terrified.
I know.
And you never know what it's going to look like on the other end. Sometimes it works out and you're in Avengers Endgame. You're like, damn, looks like I'm in space fighting some Thanos.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you look like a children's nightmare.
With a tail coming out of your butt.
If your mom became a cat.
Just a butt, a tail with a butt.
They look
and
so
boobs.
Naked. It's also, yes, this cat's have boobs. I just been giggling for this about this. For the last
it looks
minutes.
So weird. And it looks like their faces were just like plastered on.
It almost looks like there was an app, like, you know, like there's like that old people app, the one that makes you look old, which fuck that app.
I know. Because it's the Russians.
Oh,
but I mean,
see,
I did
to get
it.
Our faces. Oh, I know. Now they've got our faces and they're trying to like make us sad about the future.
I
we're
know.
Like, fuck this. I'm not recycling and I'm never going to vote.
I know.
I'll look like this in the end. Fuck everything.
Yeah. I mean, I look kind of good. I look like my grandma. I'm not mad about it.
I hope mine is me at the age of 110. Otherwise, like, I am not doing, I'm never going out to see the sun.
I don't mind aging, man, but I do take a vitamin for my skin.
I do my anti-aging creams even more now.
I do a, everybody wear SPF during the day, even if you're not going to go outside because you're by a window.
Drink lots of water.
Here's a suggestion. Use a retinol at night.
A what?
A retinol.
Is that like for your butt?
No, that's rectum. There's a C in there. Retinol is
not a scientist. First of all, not a scientist.
You will
so,
thank me in 20
mistake.
Years if you start using a retinol at night.
Okay.
Because
I do use a night cream. Does it have retinol in it?
How am I supposed to know? Am I in your bedroom?
Oh,
what's happening?
Oh, now she doesn't have the answers. Now she doesn't
some
have
do,
any
some
of the
don't.
Answers. So.
Some do, some don't.
Oh, you're dead.
This is good.
Okay, we need to get to the biggest hubbub that has hubbubbed.
What is it?
A hubbubbub.
Tell me.
So this past week, and you know what? Mm-hmm. I had an emotional week.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay.
I just unfollowed some people
on Instagram.
Oh,
that's okay. That's not hard.
So I what I had to, because I'll explain.
Okay.
So Comic-Con happened this past week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
Okay.
What is it?
yes, it did. So there's a lot of excitement.
San Diego Comic-Con, I just want to put that out, which is the biggest one.
Yes. The New York Comic-Con hasn't happened yet. And some of you might remember about a year, I used to have a relationship with Marvel. I was an entertainment host with them.
Yes.
So it's kind of bittersweet for me sometimes when these things happen because I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe and I love comics and I love things.
Yes.
But it's sort of like someone just stopped dating me. Like, I was never let go from Marvel.
Yeah, you got ghosted by Marvel.
I got ghosted by Marvel. And so it's hard because sometimes I'm still following some of the people who are still hosting, or even the guy who I got reverse Aunt Viv. They replaced me with the darker skin black guy.
Okay.
And it's true. It's what happened. I wasn't black and nerdy enough or something.
Oh, my God.
But so it's sometimes like I just have been slowly just sort of unfollowing some people because it is hard for me when I'm first thing in the morning on the toilet and they're like, woohoo, I'm here.
Yeah,
talking to these people.
Because you could have been doing it.
Yeah, and I don't know what happened.
But you know what?
I don't know.
You got the opportunity of a lifetime.
I did. I got to interview the entire cast of Black Panther.
Like, Black Panther, what a cultural juggernaut, and you're right there on that purple ass carpet.
And this leaves me, someone else brought my attention, they're like, this leaves you enough time to get into Black Panther 2.
It's very true. Somebody
like, get in it. Not being on the carpet, being on the other side.
Be interviewed on the carpet.
For this movie. And how full circle would that be?
Speaking amazing. Do it. I'm waiting.
No. You go. Oh, okay. what are you doing right now? Well, as soon as we're done
Where's
with the show.
Your real, James.
I will go film myself being in like Black Panther. Be like, ooh.
Yeah,
get
your Wakanda accent down.
That's how I need to be practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I'm
not going
to do it now because it'll be offensive.
I mean, I think that it's really good that you had the opportunity. I'm bummed that some executive, some loser who produces a web Marvel show lost out on great talent, obviously.
Oh,
but
thank you.
It's still kind of exciting, the things that they announced, dude.
Oh my God. So can we go over their phase four schedule?
Yes.
I have it.
Okay,
right
good.
Here. Okay. So hopefully you all, if you haven't, you still have time. Mm-hmm. Phase three just ended, not with Avengers Endgame, but with Spider-Man.
I haven't
Far
seen
from home.
It. I want to see it so bad. I think I'm going to go see it on Wednesday.
Perfect. You saw Homecoming, so you will love
this. I loved Homecoming. It's even, so cute.
Then you'll love this. It's even more cute. And the end credit sequences, both of them, there are two.
Oh,
they're going to rock your socks.
Oh, yes. I love that.
They're
going to
rock your socks.
Hell yeah.
They're wild. Okay. They're so wild.
I'm so ready.
So we're going to take a break. We're taking a break. There's nothing on the slate until May 1st, 2020.
Wow.
Phase four kicks off with Black Widow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're filming that right now.
She's being filmed right now. Rachel Weisz is in it.
Ooh.
And so there's talk. So Black Widow, it's probably going to be a prequel because of what happened to Black Widow in Endgame.
Question.
Yes.
Is Scarlett Johansson playing a tree or an animal or...
No, she's playing white woman.
Oh, because you know that
she's
not feels
using
like
her imagination that much.
She has the right to play whatever she wants to play.
Yeah, yeah. She gets to make that money playing a white Russian woman.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson.
So some of it, this movie feels... I think it's unfortunate that it took... What is this? She first appeared in 2000... It took 10 years for her to get a solo movie. She appeared in Iron Man 2, I think, in 2010.
I know.
It's sad. And, her character, spoiler alert, she's dead now.
Yeah.
And, I can say that. It's been months.
I mean, come on, guys.
It's been
yeah,
months.
It's true.
Yeah. So, but there is, so she's apparently there's a character named Yelena in it.
Yes.
And Yelena in the comics takes over the moniker of Black Widow. So
oh.
This could be a Passing of the Torch movie.
And she's
we
played by that one woman who's in everything now. God, what's her name? Frances Pugh or something like that. She is in Midsommar. She also was in that WWE movie where she plays some other lady and she was on some other. She's really up and coming right now. I wouldn't even say up. And coming,
she's here.
Yeah, she's like
here.
It girl status. She's in everything, so that would make sense. That's a lot. I like that.
So then we get to the fall of 2020, and we have Untitled.
Ooh.
We don't know what this movie. It's an Untitled slot. They have a slot for fall 2020.
Okay.
We don't know what it is.
Is it one of those sequels
now,
coming out?
Or it could be, I think it might actually, it could possibly be one of the first Fox movies.
Oh.
It could be fantastic. So
oh, yeah,
Kevin Feige
right.
did announce Fantastic Four. It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a little fun fact. We're going to get so nerdy for a few minutes here.
No, this is a nerd episode.
Oh, this is it. Get your nerd pants on. We're nerding the fuck
yeah.
out. So in Spider-Man Homecoming, mm-hmm. in the background, a very C-plot, Tony has sold his Avengers Tower. He sold the tower, and they're moving everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a big hubbub, who bought the tower? Who bought the tower?
Oh.
So some people were thinking, maybe it was Norman Osborn who becomes the Green Goblin.
Okay.
Now, but some people think the Baxters did. So Reed, it'd be the new Baxter building. So Reed Richards and the Fantastic Four possibly bought that building.
Oh, cool.
Because they have a tower. They're supposed to have a big-ass tower in the center
awesome.
Of New York. So possible.
I do feel like it's a little soon, but I do.
Yeah.
I felt that way about Spider-Man and Marvel did an excellent job with Spider-Man. So I'm glad that they did that. They're very smart with their planning. They're we can do a too early reboot and make it actually really good. So
it's very true.
I trust
and
them
I
with
think
Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four is the better one for them to reboot first because it's been a while since we've had one and the last one was really terrible. So it's people are jonesing for a real good Fantastic Four reboot where the X-Men, they'll have some challenges. They'll need to pick Gambit and Jubilee, people who've just not gotten their just desserts and stay away from Wolverine.
Wolverine has been beat to death. He's Hugh Jackman. He's done. You can't do Wolverine for 20 years.
Yes, I was going to say that too, 20 years.
Yeah.
So then November 6th, I hope you guys are entering all these dates into your calendar.
I am right
plans.
Now.
So I'm super excited about this one. November 6th, 2020, the Eternals movie.
Yes. Which this sounds also bananas.
A female director who is of, I believe, Asian American descent.
I think so.
So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And starring
everybody.
You've got Selma, everybody. Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
Selma Hayek.
Yes.
That one guy, he was in that Stuber movie that just came out.
Yeah, Kumail Najimi or something, I think.
Yes.
He also was in The Big Sick. That was like his, I think it was a true story that him and his wife, they did.
Yes.
I think he plays a voice in the Men in Black movie, the newest one that came out with Tessa Thompson.
Oh, I was rooting for that movie so hard.
I know, me too. I didn't see it though.
I didn't either. I might catch it on my next air. It's an airplane movie.
It's an airplane movie.
For sure. But the Eternals, the Eternals essentially they're like these cosmic forces in the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
The plot line could span potentially like thousands of years of Marvel history.
Yeah.
And like it's like two different opposing forces. There's like the Deviants and the Celestials, I think.
Yeah.
And I think Thanos is in one of those camps. Like he's one of these Celestials or whatnot.
It's about immortal beings. They're like celestial immortal beings that have been living on Earth for 35,000 years, protecting it.
Ooh,
and they're all kind of based off of Greek mythology. Like for example, I think Angelina Jolie is playing a character that's based off of Athena.
Because her character's name is called Athena.
Yeah. So they're all like kind of like Greek god-esque. But since they've been living on Earth for 35,000 years, I'm imagining it's kind of like a Wonder Woman situation. So they kind of look like just like people, but they're like...
Just people.
They're like beings that are amazing.
Ugh, this is going to be so... I mean, you had me at Angelina Jolie, who I'm so... I love her so much. So I'm excited that she's coming to the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, me too. I think Brian Tyree, what's his last name? What's his face? From Atlanta is going to be in it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Yeah. It's going to be really diverse cast.
Oh my God. Yeah, this is like a whole new Marvel. Like you're not even going to recognize her from her early odd years.
Oh yeah, we're about to get weird.
Oh yeah, we're also getting weird. So... Oh, February 12, 2021, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Love it.
So Asian-centered
Marvel movie.
It's the first like Asian-American superhero, and the premise and the idea is they really want to blend sort of actual like Asian culture and Asian-American culture and that sort of journey and really try to pay justice to it and really have people behind the scenes who are parts of those communities to really represent this really well.
And they've been hinting at it. Like I read that they've had little Easter eggs for this movie in Ant-Man and in Iron Man.
Yes, because in Iron Man 3, so the villain is going to be the actual Mandarin.
Not the and fake if you, one.
Not the fake Ben
Spoiler
Kingsley
alert.
One. Spoiler alert. He's not it. But they did an offshoot. They did like those like little like 5-minute like movies they used to do that Ben Kingsley's character, who was the fake Mandarin, gets beat up in jail, but like the real Mandarin sent him a message. And so you know like the real Mandarin's out there somewhere. So super, really, that's super cool.
I love that.
Spring 2021, hopefully you've got your Disney Plus because you're getting the first of the Marvel stories that would be only on Disney Plus. This is a commercial, I guess, for them.
I'm like, I don't want to get another streaming service, but God damn, some of these and CBS All Access is like giving me like, jeez.
You know what it is? Here's what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. You got to get like a group of four friends.
Yeah.
Each one gets one and you all just split. That's what you do. It just will take a little bit more work.
I guess so. Because
still only have to pay for one.
I know, it's true.
And just continue. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm already, me and Moria are going halves on a Disney Plus series.
That's smart. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this WandaVision.
Supposed to be horror. So, it's like going to be kind of spooky horror.
She's like, it's going to get weird. And so, just really excited. I feel like I have no idea what it's going to be. It could be like, it's Vision is dead, but the Scarlet Witch is like very powerful. Like in the comic book, she whispered, like after her children were murdered, she whispered no more mutants. And it vanished all the mutants except for like 100.
Oh shit!
Like,
this is in the comics.
Like in the comics, they got depowered.
Because
it was also a way for Marvel to be like, we've got too many mutants.
They're like, we're tired of this. We need to reset.
Yeah, and so that's what they did. So I feel like it might be her creating alternate universes with her trying to connect to Vision.
Multiverse.
Speaking of the multiverse, going in cinemas, which I think this is why WandaVision's coming out right before this. May 7th, 2021, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch is going to be in that movie. And isn't she like, yes. The TV show is going to play a part in this movie, yes. which is also horror.
Yes. And so it's like, it's the Marvel's first stab at like doing like a horror movie. Mm-hmm. And also just like that title, The Multiverse of Madness, sounds so amazing.
I know.
That's so, I'm in. And also exploring the multiverse, which has already been teased. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting.
I know.
Spring 2021, we have our Loki mm-hmm. Disney Plus series. So jumping back in there. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Loki's just got to be on his own adventures.
It's after the end game where he grabbed the Tesseract and he gets like yes. to another dimension or something. They're really so going for kind this of like a, multiverse
There's
shit.
Like a Loki who's dead and now there's an alternate universe sort of Loki.
Oh, interesting. I love that.
Summer 2021, untitled. We don't know. There's a spot, mm-hmm. but we don't know what it's going to be. Don't know.
Could be one of those sequels.
And then, one, it could be fall 2021, the Falcon and Winter Soldier series.
So here's my question, because isn't the Falcon yeah. Captain America now?
Yes, and I think that this will happen in between the events of Civil War and Avengers.
Okay.
Infinity Wars, because okay. we don't know what happened. They were going off on adventures, so that's what I think is going to happen.
Okay, because yeah, it was very obviously past the fucking
yeah. We have a black Captain America. This is what's happening.
Yeah,
get used to it. And then supposedly rounding out Phase 4, which I have some questions about. Mm-hmm. Just like that, it's only the Phase 4 is only 2 years, which is weird.
Yeah.
So November 5th, 2021, Thor 4, oh my Love God. And Thunder.
I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited.
So for one, Tessa Thompson's coming back as Valkyrie. So that's, of course, obvious and so dope.
And she's queen.
And she's queen. She's queen of the Asgardians.
Oh, I said queer.
So... Oh, and she's queer and queen.
Yeah.
She's the queen queer Asgardian. So also Jane Foster is coming back, mm-hmm. and not just any Jane Foster, Jane Foster as Thor.
And it's going to be played by Natalie Portman. She's fucking stoked.
She's back.
No, but did you hear she's about back. What Tessa Thompson yeah. said at the panel?
I did not.
She was like, well, it's called Love and Thunder for a reason. She was like, well, now that Thor gave me the mantle and I'm King of Asgard, I'm going to be looking for my queen.
Oh.
That's what she said. So that's why it's yes. Love and Thunder. So, and Chris Hemsworth is coming back, but he's probably coming yeah. back to pass over the mantle to Natalie.
Jane Foster.
Yeah. But,
which is so great. That's so cool.
And it could be a love triangle.
It could be. And I wonder if we'll find out whatever happened to Lady Sif, who just couldn't make it into Thor 3
well,
because she had
blind spot got canceled. So maybe she'll be back.
She got time. She got time. So I have a theory that I think one of those untitled slots, uh-huh. like the summer 2021, I think it's going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Yeah, there's Guardians of the Galaxy 3, Black Panther 2, and Captain America 2.
Captain America 2, which don't have dates yet.
No.
But I feel like Guardians of the Galaxy 2 would have to come out before Thor 4, because last we saw, Thor was riding off into the sunset with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Exactly.
So that's my theory. And actually, Guardians of the Galaxy was supposed to be the first movie to kick off Phase 4, but
that's
that
not
James
happening.
Gunn stuff that happened.
Yeah, they had to push it back. Well, but he's back now.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's back.
Also, I just want to re-emphasize, because it makes me excited about Thor, the new Thor coming out,
yeah.
is that Taika Waititi is directing again. So
yes.
you know it's going to be
the only way,
hilarious
yeah, you know,
and
it's
amazing.
Gonna it's going to be hilarious, fun, just all the great things that we loved about Thor. Ragnarok mm-hmm. or back. So it's also the first Marvel movie to get a fourth one. So that's kind
of oh, wow.
exciting.
Well, because Taika Waititi yeah. is like the GOAT. He's like,
yeah.
I trust any movie he does. He's so good.
And we just need to pretend that Thor the Dark World didn't happen.
I think
like, it was
we
a
can
misstep.
Do that.
Like,
we can definitely do yeah. that.
And then apparently Blade is coming Woo! Back with. And that's going to be in Phase 5 with Mahershala Ali.
Is
he gets
that
to play
phase
two characters
five?
In the MCU.
Wait, who? Oh, that's right, because he's in the TV show.
Yeah, so that's
Luke.
Him and Alfre Woodard play two characters in the MCU.
Who else did she play other than
she had one line Luke. Randomly in I think it was Age of Ultron. She was like, I don't like what you doing, Tony. Oh, no, it was Civil War. And I thought that maybe she was Mariah Dillard and they could have just made her Mariah Dillard
yeah.
and that would have been fine, but they had her be someone else, which was weird.
I don't know. Are you excited? I'm excited about Blade. So many people are excited about Blade.
Oh,
perfect casting.
I am super excited.
Yeah.
I just... Well, I want so many movies in phase. For me, phase four is too short. Mm. Like, I feel like it needs another year. Mm-hmm. Because I would like to see Black Panther.
It's coming. There's just Black so Panther's many coming back. Kevin Feige said the reason that they pumped all these other movies is because he was like, well, obviously we're doing Black Panther 2, Captain America 2, and Guardians of the Galaxy 3. But here are the new movies that you probably don't know about.
So they just don't have dates yet.
Yeah.
Those ones just don't have dates.
But they're part of phase four. Oh, those are, they're definitely a part of, and Fantastic Four. Okay. Those are guaranteed. Okay. Yeah.
But also, here's what I think is interesting, that there's not an Avengers movie slated. So
I know. Interesting. Because the Avengers are different. They're not going to bring them together.
But maybe what they'll do is that's how they'll kick off phase five with an Avengers movie, maybe.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's no Ant-Man, too.
That's my thing, too. Ant-Man and the Wasp was so good.
I know. Like,
it's hard because they have... I think that Marvel's now going to have to start making, as opposed to three movies a year, five.
I
because
know.
There's just too many...
characters too that many. We love. Maybe Ant-Man's going to pop up in the Shun-Li movie.
Oh, is it Shun-Li? Yeah, yeah. Maybe. Shang-Chi.
Oops, sorry. Oh, God. That's
hopefully embarrassing. Hopefully pops up in something, because I need to see Wasp and Ant-Man in something.
Because that's what Kevin Feige said, that he... they were hinted in the Ant-Man movies. So that might be like a hint that...
Oh,
because he's not dead. Iron Man, sorry, spoiler alert, is dead. But Ant-Man's not. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, no.
Just like how...
Ant-Man and the... You're right. That would be so dope if they pop up. Yeah, because you know what? A lot of times these new heroes, they need to judge them with like...
Yeah, they
some
put
other
old
heroes.
Ones. Like Hulk was in the Thor movie, Ragnarok. That was basically a Hulk movie.
Yeah, that was as close as you're going to get to a Hulk movie.
Aw, womp womp.
Yeah, but I don't know that I need just a Hulk movie. Like, that was fine.
Yeah, we already got one.
Yeah. Well, that's the list. And, also, Picard's coming back on
Star
Trek trailer. Yes,
I watched the trailer. Data's in a box.
Yes, Data in a box. 7 of 9 from Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Got a
Jerry
nice
Ryan.
Blowout. Loose hair.
Look at me go. The future looks good.
Looking good.
The future looks good.
Let's
for
World
Jerry
3.
Ryan.
Did you watch that trailer?
I did.
What's up with Nazis, man? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, Nazis are making a comeback. Is that I don't know. I don't know. So it's exciting. I also hope that, like, because at first I'm like, oh, I don't want the trailer to spoil anything for me. But if you've ever watched a trailer for Westworld, it never does, because you have no idea what's going on.
I mean,
on.
Halfway through the season, you're like, what's going on? Where am I? What timeline am I at? Who's this person? What character?
This?
Is somebody in that brain? What's happening?
Is someone else in that body? What's happening?
I'm excited. And it's so crazy. Whenever I see something that says 2020, I'm like, ooh, that's so far away. And then I'm like, no, bitch.
No,
it's like less than
year.
A year.
You good. You got time. It is right around the corner. I mean, too, I'm like, 2021, but that's just 2 years. Okay,
I
can't wait.
We're in future time. What the
hell?
We
are in future time. It's crazy. We were born in the 80s, and it's looking 2020.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Well, yes. And also, Supergirl has new bangs, so... I know.
They now have a
Batwoman.
That's true. Ruby
with Ruby Rose, your least favorite.
Maybe she took some acting lessons. Maybe she went to cat school.
Rolling around with Jame Duty. I always say Jame Duty Dench.
I like Jame.
Jame Duty Dench. Her and Jame Duty Dench are rolling around being cats.
That's your drag name.
Like, she's like Jame Duty Dench. Now Ruby Rose is like, I can act because I know how to be a cat.
Oh my God.
She went to bat school.
I was going to say something else, but I totally forgot. Oh,
well.
Well,
come back. Should
we go to my corner?
Let's go to your corner. I feel like I've teed it up for Comic-Con, now you're going to take us even deeper into Nerdy Town, USA.
I got some Black Lady cosplayers that you can follow.
Yes, please.
Hi, everybody. My name is Justin McElroy.
And I'm Sydney McElroy.
And together we're the hosts of Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine. What does that mean for you, the podcast consumer? Well, it means that you're going to get a lot of stories about how we used to do weird stuff to people in order to try to fix them.
Do you know that we used to think diseases were caused by bad smells? And that we used to eat mummies for medicine.
That's super funny. I kind of like it.
Well, thanks. And we hope you'll kind of like our show, Sawbones, A Marital Tour of Misguided Medicine. It's available every Friday wherever fine podcasts are sold or at its beautiful, picturesque home at
MaximumFun.org.
Black Woo! Lady cosplayers, black so lady true. Cosplayers, mm-hmm. And they're right. Telling you, meow.
They are, meow.
I bet one of them is a cat.
Half of these ladies look, not even half, all of these ladies look better than goddamn Cats movies, so.
Oh, they should take notes, cats. Follow these lady cosplayers. Cats.
Okay, so this is from an article that Essence wrote called 20 Awesome Cosplaying Ladies You Should Immediately Follow on Instagram. So it's also from 2017, so maybe they're still doing it, maybe they're not. It's up to you guys to figure it out.
Maybe it's Maybelline. You don't know. You don't know.
You don't know. First of all, I like to really emphasize that these are black ladies doing cosplay, which I think is awesome because it's rare in the field.
Yeah.
I mean, probably more now than in 2017, but still rare.
Yeah.
And also, we need more black characters so black right. people can cosplay as well, too.
So they can do more. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So, what am I going to start with? I'm going to start with K-Bear. So that's K-A-Y-Y-Y Bear. B-E-A-R.
K-Bear.
She says she's a college student, but she's probably not a college student anymore.
Hopefully she's graduated. But you know what, girl? If you're still doing the college life, that's fine. And you know what? If college didn't work out for you, you know you can design some costumes.
Exactly. So she's probably not balancing school anymore.
Deacon into the archives.
But her costumes look really cool. There's a Morrigan costume. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure that you gamers probably know what that means.
Yes. She's video game.
Looking cool.
I think she's a vampire hunter. At least I've been able to play her in Capcom versus Marvel.
Oh, nice. She looks really cool. Her staff looks awesome. She got the feathers and the charms and the everything, even these little leather attributes.
Does she have her bat, like, wing headband?
I don't see that.
Oh, maybe it's
but she looks cool.
Morgan. Okay, okay.
Maybe she went further. Okay, there's also Patronona cosplay. So Patronona cosplay. And she is from Trinidad and Tobago. She's won a number of competitions.
Oh,
nice. Hell yeah. Trini. Mm-hmm. Just like Nicki Minaj.
Cousin.
She also won the London Film and Comic Con Cosplay Championships in 2015, and she's been the head judge for a Caribbean Cosplay Championship since the inception.
Damn, okay, work it
out. I know. In this picture, she's dressed up like Belle, big-ass yellow bald gown, holding her rose, very on point. She looks great. We got Mewpuff, M-E-W-P-U-F-F. Maybe she was a consultant on the Cats.
She dressed as a cat.
She's dressed like motherfucking Anubis, dude. She has a full on like face that looks like what's Anubis again? It's like a coyote kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coyote. And isn't Anubis the god of the underworld?
Yes. Looking thick. With all of her chains and everything, looking otherworldly, got these big old ears. It's like amazing. Like her costume looks crazy. She doesn't even look like a human anymore. It's one of those kind of where it's so like, wow.
I have a theory. I bet she did consult. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, great. Thank you. We're now going to CGI over everything.
I know exactly. Just get that CGI paintbrush.
Martha, get the CGI paintbrush ready and go.
Mess it up. next up, we have Afro Queen Cosplay. So it's AFROQWEEN_cosplay.
Y'all got some names.
She's super cute. She's Texas-based cosplayer. And she does a lot of kind of like anime looking kind of stuff, but it's really cute. Like, she has like this big pink wig on, but it's not straight. It's like kinky, which I love. And it's like braided material. She has a big old pink sword. Oh, she's dressed up like the lion from Steven Universe.
Oh.
I just got that. Really cute. And adapted into less, more realistic, more into just like interpretive kind of cutesy outfit.
Yeah.
She's really good. I like that. Okay, then we have at Trinity Rose, and Rose is spelled R-O-Z-E. She's from the South. You'll love her because she's dressed up like Sailor Moon.
Oh my God. Actually, you know what? I love your descriptions, but I have just found the article myself, so I am following along with you.
Okay, you can help me with descriptions,
too. She looks amazing.
Right? Isn't that fun? Oh, out in the woods, great. Taking her pictures.
Yeah, she got her little moon boots and her little moon staff.
Okay, so the next one that I'm going to do is Haley of Cosplay. So H-A-L underscore of underscore A underscore cosplay. I like her because she involves her kids.
It's a family affair with her.
So cute. She's out here dressing like Leia, and she has Kylo Ren and Rey as her kids. Mm-hmm. Super cute.
Also great that there's more female characters, because now her daughter has someone to be, you know?
Like, exactly.
Who else was her daughter gonna be? If mom takes Leia before,
I know, then nobody else.
Because she could have been Padme, you know?
It's like, who cares? We don't speak about them.
Padme is okay in the Clone Wars animated series, and in the second one, she did a barrel roll.
Okay. I'm gonna skip this next one because she's just wearing a spandy suit.
The Spider Woman or Spider Man lady. She's wearing a sexy spandy
suit.
Get
out of here. This is just like from like Spirit Halloween costume.
You're so mean. Okay.
I mean, that is mean, but whatever.
Are you gonna? What about?
This is an old article. This lady's not gonna know I talked about her. I am gonna talk about Lucky Luna cosplay though.
Yeah, so it's
Lucky underscore Luna underscore cosplay. She's dressed up like Batwoman, I'm guessing.
No, she's Black Cat. So Black Cat. Ooh, I'll tell you all about Black Cat. Black Cat is from the Spider-Man universe. She used to be Felicia Harding, who was like this like socialite Paris Hilton. And then something happens to her and she becomes like this, the Black Cat, who is like not Catwoman, but kind of Catwoman like. But
I mean, I'm getting kind of Batman Catwoman vibes from this.
And actually, but here's the thing. And originally when Sony was doing, because Sony's doing their own Spider-Verse, like sort of, like with Venom and their other characters doing a Morbius movie, like who asked for that, but whatever. And they were going to do, I forget, the director of Love and Basketball was going to do a Black Cat and Silver Sable movie. So it's going to be Black Cat and Silver Sable, who are these two characters. And that movie has since, I don't know what's happening with it. I don't think it's happening anymore.
But it's on the shelf. Yeah. Oh, well. I'm skipping forward a little bit. This one lady is... Okay, no. All right, so I'm going to look at... This is Chibi Magical Girl / Instagram. I like her because she has like this full-on mech warrior outfit that clearly she handmade and like... That's not a dig. Like, it's... Right. It's done really well. Like, it has all of these, like, mechanical parts, and, like, she has little head goggles. Like, I love it when it's, like, full kind of, like, mechanical outfit looking. Like, you could tell she put a lot of work into it.
Yes. It looks like it's, like, a Mega Man.
Right? Yeah. She has two things attached to her arms, like claws.
Yes.
It's really cool.
Oh, I think that one. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I don't mean the backseat drive your corner.
Are backseat driving it.
I should never have clicked onto this article.
I know. Why you do this? I like to just myself.
I think she's Jasmine at Cutie Pienza, and I think the one underneath her is the Magical Girl. I only say that because...
No. Because look, it's the Chiba Magical Girl is underneath the pink one.
Oh, I thought you said Chibi Magical Girl. That's what I thought you said. For the one above.
No, Chibi Magical Girl is the one above. Oh, wait, never mind. You are backseat. Yeah, she's Jasmine at Cutie Pie Sensei.
Yeah, just I only reason why I say that is because I magical girls and the magical girl is an mm-hmm. anime subsect. So like Sailor Moon is part of the magical girl world. And
okay,
and
that makes
this
sense.
Girl looks very magical girl, and
yeah,
Chibi,
she has those pink conda. Yeah.
Chibi is also what they call Sailor Moon's daughter, Chibi Moon.
So super fan here. Lady. Excuse me.
I just be knowing.
I know, you do.
Sorry.
Well, follow her too.
follow them both. We'll link the article. You can see.
I'm trying to find some other cool ones. A lot of spandy suits in here. No offense to spandy suit people, but I mean, I'm trying to tell people who to follow. All right, I'm going to go to Alicia Marie Body. / Instagram.
Ah, this
because
is terrifying.
This bitch is dressed up like.
I'm so mad at you.
It.
You should have
warned
me. Trigger warning. Trigger warning for number.
But she's sexy.
18.
It.
No, it's that's how it gets you. See,
she's
Pennywise.
A sexy
Pennywise be trying to disguise himself to get you in the gutter. So I don't know what he does because I've never seen the movie. I've only seen like the box, but I know he's in the toilet waiting for you, or he's in the gutter and he's like, come down here, I've got a red balloon. Oh, I'm so scared.
But she combines cosplay and fitness, so that's kind of interesting.
And spooks.
Okay.
Number 19.
This bitch is amazing. I'm trying to figure out which one is which. Let me just double check. They didn't do a good job of labeling. So this is @Sin_Vaughn_Quinzel / Instagram. So CIN_VON_QUINZEL / Instagram. And she is dressed up like motherfucking Hela from Thor Ragnarok.
Hella.
And it is like full on headdress, humongous headdress.
Yeah.
And like got all the like
just voluptuous.
Looking magnificent. Like she got to walk through a door frame sideways with this headdress on.
You know, she do. Some of these doorways are not big enough for all her glory. She
and
is the goddess
headdress.
Of the underworld.
So I would say follow her because she looks amazing. I'm not going to say this last one because no shade, no tea, but she just looks like she got on tank
well,
top.
What I love about it is in this one, I'm so glad I clicked on this article. What I love is, so she's supposed to be Michonne from The Walking Dead. And just in case you didn't know who she was supposed to be.
They put a picture next to her. Out of all of the articles, nobody else got a picture reference.
Because no, you could see, you're like, oh, that's a magical girl, or that's Sailor Moon, or that's Hela. With her, they're like, in case you don't, just a black woman with a sword in the woods.
She didn't even throw on an, okay, I don't want to criticize
people. She needs
people,
a dread.
But this is...
She don't have
this
her dread
how,
wig.
How there so there aren't that many black women cosplayers because so, this lady just got a headband on and a tank top, and it's so easy to do a dread wig. I'm
she
sorry,
done a dread wig. Yeah,
she could have bought one of those Rasta hats that white people like to wear with
actually,
the dreadlocks coming underneath.
Even worse, so Michonne has like these sort of like white. Her hands are wrapped in like have like gloves. She doesn't have like little like. Like gloves with the finger hole slits, you know?
I'm just gonna say it. If I had a Halloween party and this lady showed up, I'd be like, you thought about this last ass minute, didn't you?
And just, yeah, she's like, oh, I forgot there was a party. Good thing I have the sword.
I'm not even
gonna
say this lady's name because this is dumb.
Oh, God. And this Essence article was a little too generous. They were like,
you can do it, lady.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yep, this is actually, she made the list because there's not enough black lady cosplayers. So.
We need more black lady cosplayers.
Yeah, to make that list really mean something. So, you know, the Hellas and the Scary Its and the Mega Man ladies can, you know, feel like they're really on something.
Also, I would like to just point out... all of these ladies, some of them are dressed up like characters that are normally non-black characters.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see nary a white face.
Oh, you're right. And you know what? That's a good point. And I still understand, oh, that's Sailor Moon. Like, you don't
exactly
have to... Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying.
So, you know, stop wearing blackface, guys.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Yeah. We're good.
All right, there's my corner. Yay!
Since the dawn of time, screenwriters have taken months to craft their stories. But now, three Hollywood professionals shall attempt the impossible. Break a story in 1 hour.
That's right. Here on Story Break, I, Freddie Wong,
Matt Arnold,
and Will Campos, the creators behind award-winning shows like Video Game High School,
have 1 hour to turn a humble idea into an awesome movie.
Now, an awesome movie starts with an awesome title.
I chose The Billionaire's Marriage Valley.
Mine was Christmas Pregnant Paradise.
Okay, next we need a protagonist.
So I've heard Wario best described as Libertarian Mario.
And of course, every great movie needs a stellar pitch.
In order to get to heaven, sometimes you gotta raise a little hell.
That's the tagline!
Check out Story Break every week on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
James, recommendation corner.
You didn't even give me a chance to give you an intro
sorry.
Song.
We'll
whatever, you already did it.
No, I want to hear what you had. We'll let the listeners. No, we're not going to vote, but like,
no. Yeah,
let's get two. Give me a song.
Give me a recommendation, James. It's your corner. Give it to me now.
So I like yours. So I vote for
thanks.
Yours.
Okay, I vote for both.
You can call Aneke I'm just kidding,
no,
to vote.
No, thank you.
Remember when you used to like have to text to vote? Do they still do that?
I don't know. Well, now I think you have to download an app and then vote through the app.
And then they get your information and then Russia. See? That's how they get your information. Okay, so
what are you recommending?
It's summer, and
Whee!
I just want to give you all some recommendations. You're overloaded with what to watch. There's too much programming. You're like, someone tell me what to watch. Well, I'm here to do just that. So here are my recommendations.
Ready?
Mostly, they're all streaming, and I have one audiobook and a real book to recommend to you.
Love it.
So my first one is Pose.
Ooh, of course.
I'm so sorry I'm late to the party for this one, but I have just started watching it on Netflix. I'm a binger. I am a binger. What?
Okay,
First season came out a year ago, and second season just
started.
I just
like how your first recommendation is you being like, well, I'm late, so.
So get on this, because I was late too. So it's only 8 episodes. I'm halfway through. It's amazing. I think part of my hesitation with watching it was like, I just need to be, like, sometimes period pieces for me, I just gotta be in the right mindset, and I also wanted to binge it. So I was waiting for it to release on Netflix, and that just happened in June. So, but it's so good. Like, I have never seen a show like this before in my life that is so much about like queerness and queer culture and
in
such an authentic way. Like, if you really want to understand like the roots of a lot of queer culture that have now taken form now, like Pose is the show to do. It will make you laugh and cry. Like, this is
it's
us.
Good.
This is us, move over. And in fact, Pose, this is us. Like, if you get what I'm saying, like, this is us.
Oh, yeah,
like,
No, it's good. Second season really ramps it up, too. It's good.
So good. You've seen it. You can co-sign over all of this. And just seeing, like,
I co-sign.
I've never seen, you're seeing so many, like, transgender characters and, like, also, like, queer people of color loving queer people of color, and you really feel like they're at the forefront of their own stories. Like, it's not for, like, the white gaze, you know?
No.
Yeah.
It is not. It is FUBU.
FUBU. Yeah. And y'all can watch too, but
behind the scenes trans writers.
Yeah.
And directors. I think Janet Mock is all up in it.
Yeah.
It's really good. Behind the scenes and front of the scenes.
Like, you really feel like you're seeing some authentic stuff happen. And I feel like this is actually Ryan Murphy's best series. And I think like this is what he's been really revving his, like, he's seeing his trajectory and his like journey as like a gay white man. I feel like he's been revving up to this. And
I think that he did the smart thing of stepping back and letting other people take hold of the ship too, which is really great for access. I got to give him all the props for that. Good job, Ryan Murphy.
Take notes, other people. Steven Spielberg doing West Side Story. Like, come on, y'all. Like,
I know. It's like, we don't. Come on.
So my next series that I'm going to recommend, I think this is a great summer series to watch. Now, and it's, I think it's third season. I'm in the middle of the third season. It's on Hulu. The fourth season is airing on OWN. But Queen Sugar.
Yes, you've been pumping this one.
It's so good. It's a great, like, just sort of, not only is it like a sort of, like a dynasty type drama, but not without like all the craziness. It's very grounded and very rooted in real like Black lives experiences in Louisiana. Able to tackle issues that are happening between like police violence or even just like this change. Remember I said some shady things about farmers? This show changed my, I was like, oh, I understood farming so much
more. I'm glad, because you probably alienated a good bunch of our audience.
I did, yeah. So, but again, the power of storytelling, I was like, oh, I understand farming so much more, and especially how much the Black community has been fucked over by the world of farming.
Yeah.
When it's like, we toil these lands, and just seeing like, and the casting is amazing. It's such a good show. It's on Hulu. Check it out. I talked about this before on my block. It's the first two seasons are on.
Excellent.
It's so hilarious, so amazing. I think I talked about this too, The Imperfection. Did I talk about this?
Yeah, you Imperfection. Did. I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. Repeat it.
The Imperfection, it's a movie on Netflix. It has that the white girl from Girls and Get Out. And
yes. What's her name?
And yeah, that lady.
She's a daughter of somebody.
Oh, yeah, a reporter guy.
Allison.
Janney. Nope.
No. Nope.
Broker.
No. The other one.
Couric.
That's a man.
They're
Damn
tweeting
it.
At us. Stop tweeting.
Sorry, guys.
Well, Allison and the girl from Dear White People, they're in this movie. This movie is a great...
What the fuck is her name?
Logan Brown.
Yes, there you go. Or Browning.
Good job, brain. Logan Browning. Yeah. Which Dear White People 3 is coming out very soon.
Coming out. Get excited. Ready. Getting ready for that mystery.
What is this mystery? The Imperfection. I recommend do not watch the trailer for it, because I think the trailer spoils too much. It's a wild, wild ride. Like, what the fuck is happening? It tries to have like a bit of a message about like, just sort of like, I think in the conversations around like hashtag Me Too and stuff like that. But it's also like a psychological what the fuck thriller. It's like three movies in one. The minute you think it's one movie, then it changes and it's a different movie and then it changes again.
Love it.
Yeah. Really quick. Striking Vipers was the episode on Black Mirror. I loved this episode. It, I think, examines sort of Black male relationships and friendships. And sometimes they might get a little queer, and how do we define that? It reminded me of my childhood, a lot of it.
Oh, interesting.
So I thought it was a really... And Anthony Mackie, he's in it.
Oh, he's excellent.
Yes.
Underused.
But he's about to blow up. He's about to be Captain America. Man.
Hell yeah.
Star Trek Discovery, get that CBS account. It's worth it, because you'll get Star Trek Discovery. You'll get Picard coming out. Twilight Zone is amazing. It's so good.
Yeah.
So good. And then if you haven't done it already, I really recommend a great summer audiobook is Michelle's Becoming.
Oh, yeah. Let her tell you her life.
Yes, you get like her telling you her own life, and she just tells it to you. And it's just I did not want the book to end. I like savored the last 20 minutes. I could have easily gone another like 2 or 3 hours with her. Just two or three.
Wow.
Like 5 would have been too much, but 2 or 3 more hours.
That's nice.
And then if you're looking for I really love this book. I think she's a really great writer. I think she's a good, for a lot of folks who are not too much into the self-empowerment stuff, Jen Sincero is a great author. She writes like she's just your friend. And
I like
either
that.
I recommend the audiobook or actually getting the hard copy of the book. She has two books that I recommend. You Are a Badass and You Are a Badass at Making Money. Like she just she's really good, has some really good exercises in it, and a great way to just, you know, get your summer pumped up.
I love it. That sounds wonderful.
And those are my recommendations.
Yeah, those are good. Get ready for your summer, courtesy of James.
It's the end of the show.
Yeah. I was going to be, it's the thuggest, ruggest bum.
Ooh, I like that.
It's
See, you keep coming.
It's the thuggest, ruggest
bum. It's the thuggest, ruggest bum. And I feel like I heard that all the time on like KMEL
106.1. Yes.
That was their song.
Bone Thugs and Harmony. If you don't know, get into the know.
Get into it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's actually we had some friends who were listening to the podcast.
Yes.
And they kind of wrote us a mini review that I thought was kind of funny.
Oh, okay. Tell me. Did I get this?
So what?
Is it the text message?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I didn't read this for. Oh, so they were listening to our podcast.
By the way, did you see that your mom just texted us a picture of when we figured out that we wanted to do the podcast?
Oh, wait, I didn't. Now I'm out of this. Well, let me look at that. You pull that up.
Yeah.
So they said, our friends, Shiva and Johnny, they were road tripping, and they said,
we're listening to Minority Corner
in Kansas, and I hear ding, and I'm like, what was that? Oh, shit, we're almost out of gas. We were so entranced hanging out with you and your podcast that we almost stranded ourselves on a long road in Kansas during excessive heat warning index of 110.
Oh, my God, that's wild.
We love you so much, you almost killed us. Don't worry, we just barely made it to the gas station now.
Aww.
That was funny. So, be careful. When you listen to Minority Corner, just make sure you've got gas. Make sure you've got water.
Yes.
Because we're going to take you on a journey and you don't know where you will be.
You don't. Half the time, we don't know.
We don't know either, so you're along with us for the ride. That's why I always make sure I got my bottle of water right by me. Mm. I've got gas in my belly because I had some beans. And I'm ready. I knew I could get you a giggle with a little toot joke.
You know, I love a cheap joke.
You do.
So you can tweet at us at Minority Corner when you spell corner with a K.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
You can also join the Minority Corner. Sorry, I was looking up something.
No, that's fine.
I wanted to look at this picture. It's actually a weird picture. My mom, shout out to my mom. I don't know where she found this picture. She must have been trolling my Facebook. I know, what is going on? Because she sent a picture of me and Aneke. We're at the pool, and this is when we birthed the idea of Minority Corner.
It's the truth. We look sweaty and weird, too.
It's hot.
Did we send her that picture? Where is that picture from?
I don't think we did. I feel like this might be on my Facebook.
Okay. It's cute. That's nice.
It's cute.
Yeah.
But what I was saying before that, we have a Minority Corner Kids Playground.
Yes.
It's a great community on Facebook for those who are getting involved in the conversation. So
do it.
Yeah.
Email us at
askminoritycorner@gmail.com. I guess y'all don't have any questions. You just know everything. You got no questions?
I know.
They're like, we don't need no nothing.
Fuck your questions.
Ask us anything. And that's it. So thank you all so much for listening to Minority Corner.
Because together, we're the majority.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.